Hi children, today in this session we are going to learn verbs. So let us see learning outcomes. So at the end of this session you will be able to understand verbs, you will be able to identify verbs in a sentence, and you will be able to use appropriate verbs in your day-to-day conversation. So let's begin. In our daily life, we do many things. We eat, swim, study, sit, stand, jump, sing, brush, sleep, etc. Words which tell us what people, animals, or things do are called doing words or verbs. A verb is a word used to describe an action, state, or occurrence. As these verbs show an action, they are also called action words because they express actions, things you can observe, things you can do. Let's learn verbs with few examples. Birds fly in the sky. So in this example, the word fly tells us what birds do. Hence, fly is a doing verb. So you can call it as a doing verb. It shows an action. Let us move to another example. Bunty and Chinty play cricket. So here the word play tells us what Bunty and Chinty do. Hence the word play is a verb, and that is doing verb. So dear student, note it, a verb is a very important in a sentence. Without verb, the sentence does not make any sense. Now let us move to the next. Verbs are action words, but they also describe what someone or something has. What they describe? They are action words, no doubt, but they describe what someone or something has, and such verbs are called as having verb. For example, Kavita has a cute puppy. So in this sentence, Kavita has a cute puppy. Has is a verb, and it shows that, it tells that what Kavita owns. Okay, what Kavita possesses. So here has is a having verb. So let us see another one example. I have a laptop. So in this sentence, have, it tells that the laptop is mine. I possess a laptop. So here have is a having verb. Let us move to the next part, that is words. Verbs describe action as well as they describe what someone or something has, and again they describe what something or someone is. They describe what someone or something is. They express a state of being, and these verbs are called as being verbs. Being verbs. So let us see some example. Parth and Samarth are brothers. So here Parth, Samarth and brother, these three are nouns. Okay, so and is conjunction, it joins two words or two sentences, and the word are, that is verb, but it is not a doing verb and also not a having verb, but it is being verb. Okay, it tells that what Parth and Samarth are. So here Parth and Samarth are brothers. So here in this sentence, are is a being verb. The next example is Jim is curious. So Jim is curious. In this sentence, is a being verb. It tells that how Jim is. Jim is curious. Then the next example, he is a doctor. It tells the state. He is a doctor. Who he is? So, these are the examples of being verb. Let's move to the next part. Every sentence has a subject and a verb. The subject is generally the person or thing that the sentence is about. It is often the person or thing that performs the action. Subject comes before the verb. For example, she writes a letter. So in this sentence, writes is a verb. It is a doing verb. Okay. And she is a subject because she is doer of the sentence. So what is she? She is a subject in this sentence. Let us see another example. We play hockey. So in this sentence, play is also doing verb. So we is the doer of that action. So we is subject in this sentence. So do remember that mostly the subject comes or occurs before the verb. So today in this session we have learnt verbs, doing verbs, having verbs, being verbs and subject. So I hope everyone understood. Thank you.